Egypt's government clamps down on freedom protesters. Two more Christians die in Eritrean detention. And 17 surgeons give children the gift of mobility. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Egypt is banning demonstrations and detaining protesters. Wednesday was a day of wrath in which thousands of Egyptians took to the streets in anti-government protests. Sat7's David Harder says
there has been a growing sense of anger and resentment amongst the disenfranchised, politically amongst the Christian and other religious minority groups who are feeling oppressed, neglected, mistreated.
Sat7 is a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, so pray for their staff. Their programming provides a forum for people through live shows where viewers can interact with the hosts in real time through texting or call-ins.
They can talk about those things, but also they can do it in a way that helps to disperse some of the anger and help people think about these issues in a rational way. That is the kind of thing that we are doing in our live programs, allowing people to respond to these events.
The interaction provides an opportunity for the team to share the peace of Christ with those around them. Meanwhile, Open Doors reports the deaths of two more Christians in Eritrea's infamous detention centers. Both the 27-year-old woman and the 42-year-old man died because they were refused medical care. These deaths come as the government's campaign against Christians has escalated since the end of December. So pray that the newly arrested would remain firm in their faith, and pray that through their testimony, their persecutors would come to salvation in Christ. We've got more details online. You're listening to Mission Network News. Crossroad Bible Institute has finally opened a prison ministry distribution center in the United Kingdom. Even though Europe isn't known for its general openness to Christianity, David Scheringa says the center is most welcome.
We think of Europe as a post-Christian sort of environment and even somewhat hostile to traditional Christian values. But you know, a funny thing happens when people get desperate.
Prison officials are eager for the program because they think it'll lower the extremely high rate of reentry. On a larger scale, Scheringa hopes that
as church members in the UK get involved in prison ministry, that will bring revival to those churches. And history has shown again and again over the last couple thousand years that when church members get involved in prison ministry, that's always connected with revival.
Revival is much needed in this spiritually dry land. You can be a part of it. Go to our website. Next, a team of 17 surgeons from across the Americas wrapped up the work in Ecuador yesterday. Years ago, a German medical missionary and an American surgeon teamed up with HCJB Global to create a children's mobility ministry. Over time, their successful surgeries allowed dozens of children to walk. The mission's grown, and this year, the team performed surgery on 30 children. So pray for the kids to come to Christ as a result of this life-changing gift. And gardens have always been connected to the spiritual. Even in perfect communion with God, Adam's main job was to tend a garden. Now Shepherd's College is harnessing that spiritual connection to nurture intellectually disabled students. Leslie Leith says the gardens in their horticultural program aren't just for a lesson in plants.
I guess a healing garden for a spiritual garden, it's more of a one-on-one commune with God and learning about yourself. It's your prayer and meditation time when you're in nature.
As students spend time alone with God, they become better witnesses. The gardens give the opportunity to grow.
If they're feeling very stressed, what are some different ways that they can try to refocus and not feel stressful? And that could be just going out, you know, and sitting on one of the benches within one of the garden areas and just taking time to pray and focus.
Learn more about Shepherd's College through our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you've got questions about any of today's stories, call us at 1-800-995-4828. Or you can go to missionnetworknews.org to sign up for free news updates, podcasts, and more. By the way, Mission Network News is partnering with onenewsnow.com. You can go there to not only find Mission Network News, but other news from a Christian worldview. That's onenewsnow.com. I'm Ruth Kramer.